Yeah, Ryan. Well, you know, this is a problem, and it comes up and now and then, but it is a problem. I think it's a problem in every town. But you know, normally, I would just report it to the litter warden, and the council have signs that they can erect for the residents' association, and they'd be happy to contact the council and ask them to erect those signs for the residents wherever that estate is, Ryan. And also, you know, the council have changed policy in that you can now use any bin. It used to be specifically, dog waste bins that you used. But now the council have changed that for that very reason, to help the public, that you can use any bin now for dog waste. And there's all signs to indicate that you can use any bin. And it's just a matter of encouraging people make sure that they look after the dog properly and that they pick up litter, the dog litter after them and dispose of it. And, you know, even if there isn't a bin available, there's nothing to stop people taking it back home and putting it in their own bin, you know. So it's just most people, in fairness, are very good, but some people are not. So, you know, it's a matter of erecting signs to warn people that. It's also an offence, and there is fines for it, you know. So so it's a matter of asking people to be responsible and look after their pet properly.
And you mentioned the fines. They're officially on paper. No fines were issued for dog fouling by the council last year. Do you think that needs revised to create a bigger deterrent for people if they knew a fine could come?
Yeah, it is. That is true, Ryan. There's been no fines, but you know, it's not something that you'll easily catch somebody doing either, and unless you know they're caught in camera or something like that. Because as a rule, people will pick up the dog litter if there's other people in the area at the time. And somebody witnesses it. But it's when people are walking along and there's no one behind them or no one in front of them, I think that's when they tend to ignore it and just walk on. So it's not a thing that's very easy to enforce, but at the end of the day, it's up to people, you know, really to respect their own area, respect their town, and respect their fellow citizens by picking up dog litter after them.